This is the Daily Update for Wednesday, June 28, 2017. A BBC investigation found fecal bacteria in iced drinks from Starbucks. The BBC's watchdog program said that samples contained varying levels of the bacteria. It also tested positive for fecal coliforms. Charter Institute of Environmental Health said that the bacteria is the source of human disease. It should not be present at any level. Starbucks said that they are taking action, but first they're going to do their own tests. So is this now unicorn poop? Is this what they're going to have in their drinks? So basically, it's either people not washing their hands and going back to work. And I just experienced this in a Mexican restaurant last week when I went into the bathroom and the guy that worked there complained there was no soap, didn't wash his hands, and went right back to work, and I watched him serve people's food. So yeah, people are disgusting. But Starbucks, and this is Starbucks in the UK, what about Starbucks in the US? So I think that the health departments in the US need to start examining these companies and what they do and safeguarding the public from any kind of bacteria that they might be ingesting unbeknownst to them. So CNN uses Sesame Street's Elmo to attack Donald Trump's travel ban. Doesn't CNN have enough problems? And can they sink to any new low besides this? You know, so now Elmo is sitting there in an interview and he sympathized with the refugee kids, saying that they should come in, they should have the right and whatever. And then basically this is a direct attack against the president of the United States by Sesame Street and CNN. It sounds ridiculous, but this is what's going on. So at the time during the interview, at no point did they inform the public that the ban is meant to improve the vetting and helping people by saving people's lives from terrorists, children and adults, keeping them safer. So many refugees don't even want to come here to the U.S. because they don't like the U.S. They want to live under Sharia law, not under our law. Let's keep in mind the Supreme Court had a 9-0 vote on the travel ban, unanimously bipartisan all the way. This amounts to emotional blackmail of American children, and CNN will sink to that low. Yes, they will use children, use your children to get their agenda put across the table, right? So, but let's think about Sesame Street as a whole. You know, what do? They label people, they teach people to put other people down. Oh, Oscar, you're such a grouch. You're a grouch, Oscar. You know what? They shame people right in their face. They judge people right in their face. They label people. I wouldn't go to Sesame Street even if I knew the way. So this is what they're putting out there, though. It is teaching children to hate. So keep that in mind. Bernie Sanders says that the FBI inquiry against his wife is a pathetic attack. Okay, first of all, Bernie, it's not an inquiry. The FBI calls it an investigation. Second of all, your wife lied to a bank. It's already been established. The bank said it. Everybody knows, and she can't get out of it. So that's why she's all lawyered up. Third of all, a pathetic attack by whom? Who's going to go after Bernie Sanders? Donald Trump going to waste his time going after Bernie Sanders? No. Hillary Clinton going to waste her time going after Bernie Sanders? No. So basically, who are the ones who are attacking Bernie? He didn't say. He kept that to himself. So an attack? No. Politically motivated? No. The bottom line is that Bernie, your wife, is a lying, cheating crook. She lied to a bank to secure a loan worth millions of dollars and then defaulted on it. And who is the benefit of that loan? Who is the benefit of that money and that land? Was Bernie Sanders and Jane Sanders' daughter, who owns part of that college. So yeah, you don't have to look too far to find a crook in this situation. So this story I reported on a long time ago. Finally, the media has caught up to my reporting, and then now we're going to see heads roll. We're seeing things unfold, and I don't know how Jane Sanders can lie her way out of this. And I also think that the FBI should look into Bernie Sanders' political career. If his wife is that kind of person, and she does lie for millions of dollars, who knows what they have done together? We got to find out. So Today is National Paul Bunyan Day. Of course, Paul Bunyan came about in 1837. He is the mighty lumberjack who was like this really huge person. And then his pet was a big blue ox. And then they said he carved the Grand Canyon and he was responsible for the Great Lakes and all this other stuff. But mythical figure, obviously. But interestingly enough, celebrate Paul Bunyan today. Don't go chop down a tree. How about plant a tree to celebrate Paul Bunyan Day? Today is National Insurance Awareness Day, so be aware you need insurance. Insurance companies are inherently evil, and we all know that. People in insurance companies get promotions by denying people. So yeah, there's a lot of battles that have gone on with insurance. A lot of insurance seems like a scam. You pay all your life for something that you may never need. They raise those rates, and then they justify it by saying, well, they have to push more paper around. But what does it do for you ultimately? It just insures you in case something happens. So today is also body piercing day. So you know what? People go out, get the belly button pierced, the nose, whatever. I got a few piercings in my left ear, but nowhere else. And then, you know, to me, it's a turn off, the whole body piercing thing. But a lot of people like it. Some people, you know, they got metal all throughout their face. They look like Metal Gear Man. So you know what? Pierce if you like it, to each his own. I'm not going to judge their Metal Gear face. So today is tapioca day. Tapioca, of course, is the starch that is extracted from the cassava plant. Very good. I love tapioca pudding, man. Who doesn't love tapioca pudding? Some people don't. But it came about in 1875. People love tapioca pudding for the most part. So go out and have some tapioca pudding. Or you can even add tapioca to your stew and things like that to thicken it. So it has a lot of different uses. And today is also Happy Heart Hug Day. So go hug something or someone that loves you or you love them back. And of course, if you hug for 20 minutes or more, it releases all kinds of chemicals that makes everybody feel good. So go hug somebody. This is the Daily Update for Wednesday, June 28th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.